This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Becker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. New study finds using your phone after 10 at night can cause depression and loneliness. Researchers say people who constantly check their social media through the night are more likely to be anxious and depressed. Basically, constantly looking at your phone during the night messes with your sleep. Poor sleep leads to a lousy mood. So turn it off. Get some shut-eye. While generations before them tended to stay at a job for years, some even staying at the same job until retirement, millennials like to move around. New survey of more than 10,000 working millennials in 36 countries 43% say they plan to quit their job within the next 2 years. Just 28% said they'd be willing to stay at the same job for more than five. Study out of Penn State finds fighting with your significant other isn't just bad for your mental health, it also affects you physically. Researchers find constant bickering with your partner worsens chronic conditions like arthritis and diabetes. Saw a story that said most fired employees have one thing in common. They are continually late for work. In fact, research from Career Builders website says 43% of bosses say they fired someone for being constantly late. It irritates coworkers and doesn't make you popular on the job. And if you're wondering, younger workers tend to be late more often. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Becker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. A group of scientists in California have been awarded $213,000 in a grant to study cow emissions. Yes, the state wants to determine how bad the state's dairy industry is affecting the atmosphere with the release of methane gas. True story. A new survey of 2,000 people with kids finds the average parent only gets 21 minutes of me time a day, and moms get even less. 56% say they get less than 15 minutes of time to themselves each day. Parents are so darn busy, they often don't have time to sit down and eat. Well, apparently the short man syndrome thing is real. Netherlands study finds short man syndrome does exist. Guys under 5'7" would act more aggressively in social experiments than men who were taller. So what's it mean? Researchers say it's biologically ingrained in short men to be more aggressive when they can grab whatever resources they can, because they might have fewer chances to get them. Never heard of short man syndrome. No, I'm only 5'6". Want to lose weight? Use blue plates. People who ate in a blue room ate 33% less in a recent study. Why? Apparently it has to do with how the color changes the look of your food. Blue lights make food look less appealing, while warmer colors like yellow have the opposite effect. Fast food restaurants have known this and used this fact for decades, which is why most all of them have yellowish interiors. They want you to eat more. Well, now you know. This long 4th of July weekend, right through the 4th, it's the alphabet of classic hits on Cozy from A to Z. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of classic hits by the letter. From Saturday the 30th through Wednesday, July 4th, made possible in part by Dr. Richard Beckermeyer, DDS, Field Plumbing and Heating, Remington Excavating, and the Blueberry Store. Kicks off Saturday just after Mike Johnson's Morning Grind Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. The A to Z alphabet of classic hits. Knucklehead news out of Scotland, where a man found himself in quite a pickle. After cops stopped him for drunk driving, they didn't buy his excuse of being over the legal limit because he downed too many pickled gherkins. Police reports said he'd registered nearly three times the legal limit on a breathalyzer, leading a police spokesman to say it's within judicial knowledge that one small logger would not give such a high reading, adding, I think he had a few more than that. Oh, and he had also had prior offenses. Knucklehead. The Daily Buzz on Cozy. You see something I should buzz about? Email Paul at WCSY.com. Leave me a message on Facebook or tweet me at COSYFM. Fax is 637-2675 or snail mail to 11637 M140 in South Haven. Drop things off, too, if you'd like. We're right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz are available at WCSY.com, our website, and great podcasting outlets like Google Play and iTunes. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.